On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Oh, welcome everybody to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. My name is Mark. I'm in Southern California, and the guy in front of me on Skype is
Danny in Delaware, Northern Delaware.
Northern Delaware. Ooh, not too confused with Southern Delaware, which was really the pits, right? Apparently.
Well, it's lower, slower Delaware.
Oh, okay.
And the slower part you can take either way.
Oh, okay. So
pace of life is slower, or maybe the people are a little slow. I don't know.
Isn't Virginia like that too?
Oh yeah, you got Northern Virginia and then the rest of Virginia.
Yeah, there. Yep. Yeah. Okay. We're not crapping on people in Virginia. We love you too. Okay.
Oh yeah, we love Virginia totally.
All right. So today is December 27th, 2021. We're recording it Monday night, and we'll put it out the same night. Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, exciting. I think we can start this off with a little bit of music news, a couple things that I ran across. And first thing is Paul Stanley and his family have COVID again.
Again.
So all you people thought you could get COVID once and that was it. Well, you're wrong.
Totally wrong.
Yeah, COVID's like the new flu, okay? You're going to get it. But it's not a death sentence anymore for most people. So if you got your shots, you're probably okay. So I think Paul and the family will be just fine.
Apparently, from what I've been told by our, I work at a children's hospital. I've been told by our infectious disease experts at our hospital that if you get COVID but you don't have any vaccinations, you're about 30 to 35% protected, which isn't much when you figure out if you get two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna, you're like 80 to 90% covered. So
okay.
Even if you get it, that doesn't mean, hey, I'm protected now. I have the antibodies. No. No, you don't.
Nobody's ever 100% protected. I'm sorry.
No. And getting it doesn't mean you won't get it. Even you won't get it very soon.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And segueing from COVID, I'm going to go over the list of people who passed away in 2021.
All right, happy time.
Happy time. All right, we don't know what they passed away from because I didn't go that in-depth in research, so I'll just.
It doesn't matter.
Nah, it doesn't really matter. So I'll go over the list. It's quite a big list. A lot of people passed away. I'll just go over. Should I go over all of them or just the ones that I think are worth talking about? Okay, I'll just go over the ones I think are worth talking about. First one is Marsha Zazula, who was the co-founder of Megaforce Records. That was the record label that gave us Metallica, Anthrax. So she was
huge in the British wave of heavy metal.
Yes, her and her husband brought a lot of those bands over to New York and exposed them to the rest of the world. So she's a huge loss there. Next guy is Tim Bogart, who is a bass player in Vanilla Fudge, Cactus. Great bass player. And there was Sylvain from the New York Dolls. Influential, but I thought the Dolls were terrible. Okay, sorry. Phil Spector, crazy psychopath music producer. He passed away.
Yeah, people thought he was a music genius. You know, he's the one that added the wall of sound to the Beatles album, Let It Be. And so if you've heard the original version versus the Let It Be Naked, I really enjoy the Let It Be Naked much better.
Really?
It just sounds so much. You don't have just that, all the orchestrations and all. The Beatles didn't need that.
Oh, okay. You know,
their songs were fantastic to begin with. So yeah,
he produced a lot of people, including the Ramones, and the Ramones said he didn't add much to their album, apparently. So sorry about that, Phil. Chick Corea, who is a jazz keyboard player, I believe. I don't know much about him, but I know the name, so that's a big one.
Yeah.
Jerry Miller, who is the editor of Metal Edge, one of the few magazines that I subscribed to back in the old days. I had Kerrang, Classic Rock, and Metal Edge. She had a pretty good magazine back in the day. So.
Yeah, they did.
I bumped into her a couple times at shows. Tall lady. She looked like a tree, you know? here's one. Jim Steinman.
Oh, man, from Meatloaf.
The guy who wrote all that music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. Apparently, he was kind of a weird guy, too. But one of those musical genius type people.
Yeah, totally.
Les McEwen. You know who he is?
Les McEwen. I guess that's not Les Nessman from WKRP, right? It's different.
I don't know if he's still around, but Les McEwen was the lead singer of the Bay City Rollers. Remember Roller Mania? Woo! Tawny Kitaen passed away. Somebody that we all admired from afar. And her legs are on the Rat EP.
Yep.
Yep. BJ Thomas, Raindrops Who Fall on Our Head. Johnny Solinger, who was in Skid Row longer than Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. John Lorton, former Uriah Heep singer. Jeff Labar, Cinderella guitarist. Gary Corbett, who is a side keyboard player who played with Kiss and Cinderella. Robbie Steinhardt, you know who he is?
I don't.
He was the violinist / singer in Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. I saw them live. I was surprised when I saw them what a great singer that guy was. I just figured he just played, you know, played the violin. Nope, he sang too.
I saw a show of Kansas on YouTube the other day. Every one of those guys can sing.
Yeah, none of them sucked.
No, they're great. Man, I'd really like to see Kansas live, but...
Yeah, but unfortunately...
Nothing happened yet.
A lot of the original guys are gone, but apparently there's, you know, I'm sure they got superstar musicians filling in for those guys.
Absolutely.
Let me see. Joey Jorgensen, the former Slipknot drummer, passed away. Mike Howe, metal church singer, passed away. Poco lost a couple of guys. Paul Cotton, and who was the other one I saw? I got a huge list. Don Everly from the Everly Brothers. Charlie Watts from the Stones. Let me see.
That's a big one.
Herbie Herbert, who was Journey's manager and managed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Here's a guy, I don't know if you remember his name, but he's a writer. Malcolm Dome.
Oh, yeah. He was all over Kerrang.
Yep, Kerrang, Classic Rock. We all read.
So many articles by him.
Yeah, and another guy who took pictures, Mick Rock, who was a photographer. Yeah. I mean, yeah, both those guys, we grew up on those guys. And last one, let's see, Michael Nesmith of the Monkees.
Yep. And he was like the serious one, the one that wanted to actually write. Well, he wrote the music, but he actually wanted that to be a real thing.
And he wrote the first hit for Linda Ronstadt.
Really?
Different Drum is written by Mike Nesmith.
That's actually not a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Nesmith and Peter Tork. They were the two guys that were really serious musicians from that band. And now only Davey's
Mickey
gone.
Dolan's.
Mickey Dolan's the only one left. One of the Hollywood vampires. Let me see. Yeah. Mickey Dolan's and Alice Cooper.
And Johnny Depp.
Well, Johnny Depp's later, I'm talking. Yeah, because all the other guys, like the John Lennon was part of that. Keith Moon was part of the Hollywood vampires. Yeah, it's just Alice and Mickey Dolan's the only ones left from the original.
Yeah.
Wow. We're getting old.
So old.
Oh, and I also stumbled across something. You know, we haven't done this in a while, but we did the track by track.
Yeah.
I found two more podcasts doing the same thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my God. And these are bigger, a lot bigger podcasts than us. One of them is Michael, what's his name? The Rock and Roll Geek Show. They did it. He did his a little different. And then one of the guys from... The Classic Metal Show did it, and they were talking about, we came up with this bit. I'm like, it was exactly like our bit. So,
oh, man.
Thanks for
I know. I know we came up with it because I know we did it because I don't really listen to those other podcasts too often.
Yeah, you know, but nobody wants to give us any respect. Huh? I guess when YouTube started cracking down on playing music during podcasts, people had to come up with stuff on their own, which is kind of what we did too. We had to pivot and say, okay. Well, we can't play all this music, so what are we going to talk about? So, well, thank you to those two shows for not mentioning us. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Hard Rock and Trivia Show, by the way.
Yeah, the originator of the track-by-track battle.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other six podcasts that are doing now that are much bigger than us. Thank you out there.
I've been thinking about a couple other bits. I'll bring them up sometime.
Okay, I'm sure they'll
get... Maybe I'll try them out on you first, and then we'll see how that goes.
Sure, why not? Oh, sounds good to me. All right. So, hey, let's go on to rapid fire right now.
All right, sounds good.
All right. In this particular bit, we asked three questions each of each other. And you out there, you get six questions. So see if you guys can go for six for six. And Danny and I are competing 3-on-3. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, I think I got some good ones for you here. I don't know that you might get one or two.
I think I'm going to predict you're going to get one of mine.
Ah, jeez.
Here we go. So everybody out there, get ready to play along. Here we go. Question number one. How many members has Megadeth had since their debut album came out? So I'm not counting guys who were like played with the band when they had demos. Starting with the original four all the way to now, how many members has Megadeth had?
I'm going to say about 840.
you'd be off, but let's try again. I'll give
you... I know...
There's no way you're going to be able to name all these guys.
No, but I'm thinking Dave and the bass player. They've had a couple bass players. I'm going to guess 12.
12 would be a low guess.
Wow.
I counted 18.
Jeez.
18 members of Megadeth, and there's only one original member left in the band.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, Smiling Dave Mustaine is the only original member of Megadeth. 18 members. Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I like Megadeth a lot. You know, when I saw the Big Four up in Yankee Stadium, I thought Megadeth was the best. I mean...
Better than Anthrax?
Well, I love Anthrax, but yeah, Megadeth... Anthrax is a lot of fun, but Megadeth's just, man, just such power. It's awesome.
Wow, I've never seen Megadeth, so...
Yeah, I've seen them a couple times, and seeing them with the Big Four was great. I mean, I've seen Slayer a few times, and I just can't get into it, to Slayer. I think they're a little bit further on the edge than I like. And Metallica, you know, they're who they are. But I just like Megadeth songs.
Okay. I think I'm an Anthrax guy first, but I like Megadeth as well. But
I'll go to any show with Anthrax. No sweat.
War Dance.
Oh man,
I don't know about the moshing part anymore.
Oh man, I was at an Anthrax show in Philly, and I was on the outer edge of the mosh pit. You know, I'm not going in there, no way. And I'm looking over to the side, and then someone comes and I just get like a forearm right in the gut, and I didn't see it at all coming. So, you know, I'm just kind of relaxed standing there. I couldn't breathe. It was just like, oh my God. Oh,
I'm going down.
Oh great. I've died at an Anthrax show. Not even at the end.
there's a great little video I saw of some guy at some metal show, and he's dressed in one of those blow up Pikachu outfits, you know, so he's, he's all, and the guy on the stage is counting down, and then they go into this pit, and you just see this Pikachu getting wiped out, just bouncing around. It's so funny. Kind of gets you hyped when you see it. So if you see type in like Pikachu moshing or something like that on YouTube, it's pretty.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
All right, question number one: which Wild Hearts song reached the highest chart position in the UK?
Oh, my God. I mean,
I'm asking in the UK because they haven't charted in the US.
Wow. That's tough. I have to think about that. I Want to Go Where the People Go is my guess.
That would be incorrect. The highest charting, they got up to number 14 with the song Sick of Drugs.
Know it. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I know. That's one of the few Wild Heart songs I know.
And yep, I know that song, but barely.
Yeah.
With the Wild Hearts, for me, if they get the first two albums, that's by far the best of the Wild Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
But they got good stuff mixed in here and there.
Yep.
All right, question number two for you. Saxon only had 4 albums chart on the Billboard 200, and they were all in the 80s. What was the highest charting Saxon album in the U.S.? And if you need me to read off all the albums in the 80s, you let me know.
Well, I know there's Wheels of Steel, Denim and Leather. Was Crusader in the 80s?
Yep. You got Wheels of Steel, Strong Arm of the Law, Denim and Leather, Power and Glory, Crusader, Innocence is No Excuse, Rock the Nations, and Destiny. One of those is the highest chart in the U.S.
I was going to say Denim and Leather. Power and the Glory I really like. I'm going to say Denim and Leather.
Denim and Leather did not chart in the U.S. Try again.
Power and Glory then.
Charted, but not the right answer. Try again. That's the third highest charting.
Crusader.
Crusader was at 174. Not the right answer. Try again.
Jesus Christ. Wheels of Steel. I think that's too early, but...
Too early. Didn't chart. Try again. You're down to Strong Arm of the Law, Innocence is No Excuse, Rock the Nations, or Destiny. You got a 1 in 4 chance now.
I got to say Strong Arm of the Law.
Nope, didn't chart. Too early.
I don't even know those other albums.
You're down to 3. A 33% chance. Innocence is No Excuse, Rock the Nations, or Destiny.
Rock the Nations.
Nope, try again. It did. That one did chart, 149. Oh, you're down to 2.
Destiny.
Nope.
Damn.
The one you didn't pick, Innocence is No Excuse, charted at 133, the highest charting Saxon album.
What was on that?
I think Broken Heroes is on that.
Oh, jeez.
Then that was when everybody was starting to kind of move away from Saxon because they were starting to try things to try to get, you know, the record company was trying to get them to be more, you know, melodic and radio-friendly, and the fan base basically just left after that. Gone.
Yeah, no, I was all into them and up to Power and the Glory, and then...
Well, Crusader was good.
True. I really liked the song Crusader. That whole war scene, whatever you want to call it, was great.
Yeah, so the album chart that charted the highest is probably the least likely of all of them.
Yeah. Well, that's why I picked it last.
Yeah, and now Saxon does okay. I mean, their stuff is good again in the last 10 years. So.
Yeah,
but there was a period. There was a period there from late '80s to the '90s. Was like, oof.
That cover album is kind of funny though.
Oh, the covers album. Okay.
Yeah, well, they have Toto and.
Hey, they're going for it. Hey, they released a Christopher Cross cover. Okay.
Oh, that was great, too.
Ride Like the Wind, To Be Free Again. It kind of worked, didn't it?
It totally did. I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah.
I can't see Biff Byford singing Christopher Cross, but
it worked.
He did it.
And every time I think of that guy, he's always stuffing. You notice that?
Yeah.
He's got the super tight leather pants, and looks like he's got some socks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we need to stop that now. You're too damn old. Okay. No more Biff, okay?
No one will see that.
No.
All right. Question number 2 for you. Since I'm 0-2, you're 0-1. Who wrote and performed the theme song for the TV show The Big Bang Theory?
Wow. I think I've seen that show twice. And I couldn't even tell you the name of the song. Was it a hit?
The name of the song is The Big Bang Theory theme.
This is probably...
Starts out with the whole universe was in a hot, dense state.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to say the Rembrandts, but I think that's Friends.
Yeah, that was Friends.
So I'm going to guess the Water Boys.
No, that is incorrect. Oh. It's the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay, that makes sense now. Bare Naked Ladies is one of those bands I don't get. That fried chicken song, remember that?
Yep.
I don't know.
They seem like just a kind of a good time band.
Canadian weirdos.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. We're both 0-2, huh?
Yeah, we're both sucking. So as usual, I'm sure there's people going, Bare Naked Ladies, you idiot.
I don't know. Bare Naked Ladies are not that hard rocking.
No. No, but that's a very popular show.
Yeah, I put them along same long lines with the Spin Doctors. I never got them either.
There was another band that kind of reminded me of Bare Naked Ladies. I can't remember the name, but we were watching that show the other day, and I'm like, who is that singing? And then the credits rolled on. Ah, okay, Bare Naked Ladies. That makes sense.
Okay. That whole 90s kind of alt-pop thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth is kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, not quite as hard as the Offspring, but...
Well, Offspring was more pop-punk, Blink 182 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That guy's voice drives me nuts. I can't stand that guy's voice. I don't get that, but hey, some people do.
Hey, it was a whole genre, so there you go.
Yeah, it worked for somebody. Okay, question number three, which I think is the easiest of the three for me.
It's
funny you mentioned The Offspring, because The Offspring is involved in this question.
All right.
The Offspring sampled which Def Leppard hit in their song Pretty Fly for a White Guy?
It was the Untergeblieben Glauben Globen.
Name the song.
Rock of Ages.
Correct.
Yes.
Woohoo. At least we got one right answer so far. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you'll get my next one. So. Oh,
terrific. Looks like another loss for me.
Yeah. Yeah. All the money coming to me once again.
Okay.
All right. This is another TV one.
Were you watching TV or something when you made these questions up?
No, I was actually going through the living room, and my daughter was watching this show, and I look at it, and Sebastian Bach is on this show. So my question is, what TV show was Sebastian Bach on from 2003 to 2007 in the role of Gil?
Yeah, he was on some show. It's not Dawson's Creek. It was something like that, right?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Oh, that's a show I never watched.
The role of Gil.
Yeah, I knew he was on a show. Was it the Gilmore Girls?
Oh, you got it.
A show I never watched. When you said Gil, that was the hint. Hey, I got one.
Yes, we tied.
Never seen the Gilmore Girls.
I've seen various snippets here and there, and I walk in, and I'm like, hey, I know that guy. So I had to show my daughter a video of Monkey Business Live to show that the guy can really sing. So,
yeah,
because he plays a singer on the show.
Well, what a stretch.
Yeah. But it's not like he does a song. She showed me a video of him doing Hollaback Girl.
Oh, from No Doubt or Gwen Stefani, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that.
That was a popular song. Everybody knows it.
Ain't
so.
No Hollaback Girl.
Ain't no how. But yeah, the one clip I've seen of him singing on the show is that song.
Oh, okay.
He's doing it at a wedding, I think, or something.
Yeah, he just played a theater here. I think he played the Ford Theater in L.A. He was wrapping up a tour. They did Slave to the Grind front to back.
Yeah.
Like it was a nice turnout, too.
Oh, he's been... I follow him on Instagram. He's been selling out everywhere. He's been playing, mid-sized theaters.
Well, he's always been great live.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't stand his political commentary when boneheads... like Sebastian Bach and Tommy Lee start talking politics. Like, come on, guys. You guys barely graduated high school. Maybe. Leave the politics at home.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah, we don't need to hear from any. I don't care what side you're on. Don't preach. Just do what you do best.
You're a singer.
Yeah.
So there we are, 2-6.
2-6. Collectively, not good, but I'm sure somebody out there beat us.
Oh, yeah. I'll be surprised if anybody got 6-6, but let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I'm quite embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay, just for that, let's listen to these commercials so I can get over it.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, everybody, we're back from the commercial word. So we're going to do a bit we call 6 and 30, where we play 30 seconds of 6 different clips. So you have 5 seconds to listen to a certain song. And we usually do a theme around these, either the artist theme or the name of the song or a word or something like that. So we usually have a good time putting these together because there's so many songs, and you know, it depends on what part of the song you want to put in. So it's cool. Or my theme for this one is the word hate is in the title.
Hate.
Hate. You know, we've had enough Christmas and love and joy, so how about a little bit of hate?
All right. That's good. Okay. Hate.
All right. So go ahead. I think you'll probably get four of these.
All right. So what you do is you get I got my pencil. I got my paper. And let's see if we can get these, okay? Because usually Danny makes these. Last couple times we've done this, Danny's made it super hard, and he's embarrassed me in front of our millions of fans.
I've tried making it hard because, you know, when you get 6 for 6, you get all cocky, and I can't have that.
Yeah, and I strut around the cul-de-sac, you know. That happens. Okay, here we go. 6 and 30. Okay, yeah, I think I got at least four of them, but there's a couple of them like, I don't know.
Yep, yeah, it's kind of what I thought. It's kind of the ones I picked, I figured you'd get.
Okay, let me listen to this again and see if I can get those other two there.
One more time.
All right. That didn't help.
Didn't get any better, huh?
No, I'm going to have to guess on a couple of these. Okay, number one was I Hate Every Bone in Your Body But Mine. That is Poison with CC DeVille singing.
That is correct. I love that song.
Number two, I've heard that. I'm going to take a wild guess. Is that Pretty Maids?
No, you're pretty close, though. That was Kissin' Dynamite.
Oh!
The song is called Love Me, Hate Me.
Yeah, I've heard it. Damn it. I knew it, too.
Yep.
Apparently, but I didn't know it at the right time.
Yeah, the vocalist is for Kissin' Dynamite is fairly distinctive.
Yeah, damn it. Number three is Hate by Kiss on Carnival Souls.
Yep. Yeah, it's also in Gene's box set.
Have you ever been able to make it through those 10 CDs in that box set?
No. God, no.
No, most of them are awful.
Yeah.
There's a couple of gems here and there, but not 10 CDs worth. I'm glad I didn't have to buy that. Ooh.
Yeah, it's brutal. I think he's like saying, you know, here's all the crap that, look how good we do on filtering out stuff for Kiss.
I mean, not every song he doesn't write is a gem, but apparently, yeah, I guess there's a lot of not gems in there. Oof.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Number four is actually it's a demo. It's Thin Lizzy.
That is correct.
Doing Hate, which I thought would have been pretty cool.
Oh, it's a great song. I mean, I like the idea of backing vocals just saying hate and him talking about, you know, Phil was one of the best lyricists ever.
Yeah.
Just so freaking good.
He wrote books of poetry, too. He was so great. I wish I could have seen him live.
Damn. Oh, man. That's one of the big disappointments that I've never saw Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. I just saw them after the fact with Sykes, which was great, too. And I saw them with the Black Star Riders guys. That was great.
Yeah.
The songs.
Who was playing bass when you saw him with Sykes?
Marco Mendoza.
Yeah.
They were so good. Oh, it was great hearing those songs live. Just amazing. Okay, number five is Hate the World Day by the Wild Hearts.
That is correct. Yes. Way to go.
And number six.
I wasn't sure if you'd get that one.
Number six is the one that stumped me as well. Oh, 2 and 6 were the ones that got me. I'm going to, how about Heaven's Edge?
No, that is incorrect. The album is, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, that's the Slash of Snake Pit.
That is correct.
Damn.
Yep.
All right, so I got 4 out of 6. That's
pretty. Song was called I Hate Everybody.
Yeah, I like the sound of it. I'm going to go back and, because that's the one with Eric Dover singing lead, isn't it?
Yep. Yep. Yeah,
when he became a lead singer. That's when I first discovered that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was, apparently he was with Jellyfish at the time, and he told the other guys he was going to go audition for Slash's band, and they said, okay, well, bye, because you got this, no question.
Yeah.
And he did.
And he lasted one album, and then he went on to be in Jellyfish Breaks Up, then he formed Imperial Drag, which was pretty cool, then that breaks up, and now he's in Licorice Quartet.
Which is awesome.
It is.
They if anybody out there listens to us regularly, we seem to talk about Licorice Quartet pretty often. You guys got to check them out. They're so freaking good. The songwriting is amazing. Performances just great. It's crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what song we were going to end with. I think I'm going to play a Licorice Quartet song at the end of the show. So
nice.
I don't remember, don't know which one yet, but we'll figure it out. All right.
You could pick anyone as far as I care. All of them are great.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Now,
all right, my turn.
Now, what I came up with a theme was, let me see, all these band names start with a number.
A number?
A number.
Oh, geez.
So you got to think of all the bands you know that start with a number. Now, it doesn't have to be all numbers. It just has to start with a number.
Start with a number. Okay.
So musically, this is going to go all over the place.
Oh, man.
Some are you going to get right away. Some are you going to go, who the hell is that?
All right, here we go.
Get ready. Wow, wasn't that all over the place?
Holy moly.
But I bet you're going to get some of these.
I know I got at least 3, maybe 4.
Ooh.
That last one, though, damn. Tell the truth. Let's do this one more time. Right. Some of these are, you know, obvious, but let's try.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, Danny.
Oh, man. Wow.
All right.
All right. The first one, it sounds a lot like Triumph, but I think I know. I have one song by this band in my list. I think it's 707.
That would be correct. That is 707.
Yes. Megaforce, right?
Yeah, and that song eventually became Calling to You was on the first Fraley's Comet album, which is the same song without the Megaforce part in it.
Okay. I didn't put that together.
Yeah, because it's the same singer.
Okay.
Okay. They just changed the song title and took out the Megaforce part. Yeah. Calling to You.
Who's the singer?
Todd Hallworth.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who also played keyboards in Cheap Trick.
Wasn't he also in Heart?
No. That's Howard Leese. Same kind of guy. He can play keyboards and guitar. And they look similar.
All right.
So you're 1 for 1.
The next one's Four Non-Blondes.
Ooh, see the theme here? Starts the number, so yep, that's 2 for 2.
38 Special, that one's obvious.
Yep, 3 for 3.
I think the next one is 10cc.
4 for 4.
Oh, man, yes.
All right, Number five.
It's got to be a. It's starts with like a number. 60s song.
Number five.
I'm gonna go Fifth Dimension.
Correct.
Yes.
Fifth. Now you give me a little hint there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Five for five. So the last one is the hardest one.
I'm going to say, I really have no idea. I don't know that I know that song. I'm going to say Seventh Heaven.
Incorrect. All right, I'm going to give you, you got five or six, so I'm going to give you a clue.
All right.
This band is formed by one of the members of Trickster.
Oh, man.
It's the guitar player in Trickster playing guitar and singing.
Steve Brown?
Yep. Who's also filled in for Def Leppard a couple times. And he had a... Yep. This the it's kind of a power pop AOR album. It's really good, actually. But what was the name of the band it starts
with?
Oh, man. Number.
I don't know.
40 Foot Ringo.
Oh, dang it.
And it's really good.
I love that song. I mean, what I've heard of it.
Yeah. Go back and check that album out again, 40 Foot Ringo. They only put out one record, too.
Nice.
So that's worth checking out.
That was a good one.
So, Danny, guess what? That means you won 5 out of 6. You did
yes, better. I will take my winnings in small, unmarked bills.
Okay, you got it. You did better than I thought you would do. I thought you would get 3 of them, but okay.
Well. Yeah, I do 10cc, and Four Non Blondes is a... There, that's a huge song.
So right now, you won the first segment. No, you won. We tied the first segment. You won the second segment. So if I want to come break even, I have to win the next segment. And if I don't, if we both choke, you win. So
yes. Oh, or what if I get it?
You get it. I'm out. But nice. I think it's gonna be
all right.
It's gonna be pretty tough. So let's go. Let's move on to the next bit. We're going to play Cover This, where we take a song, a cover song, but could be by a name band, could be by an unknown, and you have to give us the original artist, name of the song, and the covering artist. And this week, I got a challenge for you, Danny. I think you're going to get the original song. I think you're going to get the song, the original artist, but the covering artist is going to be kind of tough, but it's somebody you know.
Somebody I know, all right.
Somebody everybody knows. And this is not a small-time band, okay.
All right, let's hear this.
It's not Vendetta. And oh, why can't we let it be? See through the hole in this wall of confusion. I just can't help but feel it. I'm living a life of illusion. All right, Danny, 30 seconds of that cover.
All right.
Have you heard that sound familiar?
I know that's a Joe Walsh song, Life of Illusion.
Yep, you got the two I figured you'd get. Now, who is covering it?
I know I've heard the song covered before. I can't, because that's not the singer of the band singing. It doesn't sound like him. Crap, who was doing it? Foo Fighters.
You suck. It was the Foo Fighters. Yes, it was.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, was that like one for one album or one on one?
Yeah, you got that too. It was on the...
Something.
Yeah, it was the bonus disc on the One by One album that came out in 2002. I recently, a friend of mine from Alabama sent me a... external hard drive of a boatload of music, and the stuff I didn't have, that was one of the things I downloaded. I didn't have hardly any of the Foo Fighters stuff, just a couple songs. So I got all the albums from him, and that was one of them. And I thought I was going to fool you, and I thought wrong.
I do like the Foo Fighters, but that I don't know who's singing that.
Usually it's Taylor sings it, but maybe it could have been one of the other guys. Who knows?
I I'm not, if that was from that early, I don't know that Taylor was in the band by then, was he?
Yeah, he was in the band. He was in the touring band on the first album. And then, you know, after, well, the first album was basically a solo album by, yeah. Dave Grohl. But he was definitely in the band by then. But that song doesn't, it could be Taylor, but it could have been one of the other guitar players too.
It sounds like, it's definitely not Dave. And Taylor, I think, has a higher voice.
Yeah, he tends to do the Queen stuff live.
Yeah.
Damn you.
All right. Well, you can't win this week, so this is just like bonus time for me. Yeah,
I suck eggs. Do I have any chance of getting this?
Yeah, you have a chance. I mean, you'll get 2 out of 3 for sure.
One chance in hell. Okay. All right, Dan. So I got to... My cover this song this week. I'll play along with me. Let's see if we can get this. She let you walk the street beside her. But when she wants, she pass you by. Everybody said she's looking good, and the lady knows it's understood. Spider. Wow, well, you were right. I definitely know the song. The song is Strutter. Yep. The original artist is Kiss. That's probably one of my favorite Kiss songs, too.
Yeah, probably one of mine, too.
Now, here's the tough part. Who was covering this? And I came up with two names, and so I don't know if I'm right on this. I'm going to say, is this Helloween?
No, but you're very close.
Okay, my next guess was Yorn.
No, that is incorrect.
All right, my next guess, is it Pink Cream 69?
No, that is incorrect.
All right, that's 3 for 3. I struck out. Is it Kissing Dynamite?
No.
No.
It is not.
Damn, okay. I obviously missed it. So give me some hints.
Running Wild.
Running Wild. Well, I was in the right country.
I know. That's why I said you were close.
Damn, Running Wild. Running Wild's one of those bands that we have the albums, but I've never really listened to them. Kind of like a German Judas Priest, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they kind of remind me of a German Accept. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait. an East German Accept?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think they sound more like Accept or Judas Priest?
No, they're more like Priest, for sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're named after the song, probably.
I would guess.
Damn you. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, pull you in with the song you know and then by someone you don't.
My heart is broken.
All right, well, I guess I get double pay this time.
Yeah, you kicked my butt. So yes. I guess we're going to have to give the whole year to you. 2021 is your year. And overall, the last 2 years, 2020 and 2021, have pretty much sucked all around the world. So,
yeah.
So let's hope next year is going to be much better. It can't get any worse, can it?
I can't imagine. It can, I guess, but I don't know how.
Yeah, with all this crap with the NHL getting shut down by COVID and everybody's getting COVID here, COVID there, COVID everywhere.
Yeah.
So hope, I just don't want to go back to online teaching. Oh.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
It's
luckily, my work. My work, we've all been at home this whole time. We're basically home permanent now, even after the pandemic. We proved we could work from home. So they said, okay, you're from home now.
Cool. As long as you do your job, right?
Exactly. And that's what it is. You know, a lot of people say, well, you can't do your job at home. You don't have an interaction. Well, half of my team's in Florida anyway. So my interaction was on the phone with them to begin with.
Yeah.
And I interacted with the people here, and I really like that part because my team is great. But, you know, I just didn't really, it doesn't affect much because I can do everything I can do at home.
Yeah, you're lucky like that. Me, on the other hand, my job is hands-on. I have to be there in person helping kids, you know, helping them learn to throw, kick, and play games and stuff like that. I know it doesn't sound like a tough job, but you have to do it in person. And you have to
help. Oh, my, it's... That job sounds impossible. Are you kidding?
No, but it's so much fun. You can, they get a big kick out of it when they have, you know, successes and stuff. So it's worth it. But doing online was just depressing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It worked out somehow. So we're done with the show. So we're gonna end it with this week is my. I get to pick a song, so I'm going to pick one from the Licorice Quartet. Now, I don't know which song I'm going to pick, but you'll hear it when we say goodbye. And if you like it, you know, go to their website and check it out. If you like Jellyfish, Eric Dover, anybody, any of those guys, you're into power pop, this is the stuff for you.
Beatles,
yeah.
They're heavily Beatles influenced, of course, but yeah. I know. I think we played Jellyfish not too long. We did a track by track with Jellyfish.
Yeah, if you like 10cc or ELO, stuff like that, anything Beatle.
Yeah, if you're into, well, just buy it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's not too hard rocking, but that's great melodies, great musicianship, great vocals. So check it out, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, bye.
Evening news.